Good morning, this past week's daf, the daf Chabalhav. First daf in the third peg of Maseches Nedarim. Let's start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof. Om Beis, Abba Nedarim, Etir Chachom. The four types of Nedarim that we're going to discuss in this peg, Etir Chachom. That the Chachamim paskin on these Nedarim, that they're not Nedarim, they're Mutame Aleihim. So if the Ran Fash Moshim Torme Aleihim Beloi Hete Chacham. Okay, we'll see there's another tzad in the Gemara. Didn't seem to last too long, but there's another tzad in the Gemara about this. But Maskona, this is the types in the Mishnah, that this net is not chal in the first place. Okay, even that we'll see to what extent. Zok the Mishnah, the four Nidorim are Nidrei Zeruzin, Nidrei Havoy, Nidrei Shkogis, and Nidrei Oinsin. Our Mishnah over here talks about the first kind of neder, Nidrei Zeruzin, Ketzad. Okay, so you have the give and take between the buyer and the seller. The seller is trying to get the greater price to make his profit. The buyer is trying to get the better price for himself to pay as little as he can. Is in the go in the back and forth between them. The Merchah says as follows: Kodem she'ini perches chom na'asela. In negotiating the price, he says he makes a neder that he's not going to go less than a seller, right, which is four dinim. The Ran tells us that what's exactly the nature of this neder, right? I mean the way. Maybe just said it doesn't. That's not really the tzur of a neder, like a shvu. Let's see. Zok the Ran. Nidrei Zeruzin. Shloy nodar el lezaris chaveroi. Shloyamid bedaiter. Nidrei Zeruzin is that the neder is not really made. Didn't really mean what he said for what he said. That was a different purpose in what he's saying. He's just trying to. To get the opposing side to back off from what he was saying. Kimfash for also. Let's see the next round over here. Kainim she'eni poichislach. I just jumped over around. Kainim she'eni poichislach. Right, this is the Moichah talking. Kainim damo avolai. Yes, the round just gives us the proper tzura of this nether. That the nether, what he's doing is right. When the nether, we know it asks as a chayfet, it's a cheftzum. So what he's doing over there, he's answering the payment. He's saying, "Kenim dom alai imani moicha v'pochos misela shabadimrim." That's the moicha saying that, you know, if I accept the payment less than this four dinrim, then the payment should be neser on myself, right? Just a way of strengthening his side of this bargaining, right? You know, if I give in to less, you know, then I should not be able to be nannif in the money at all.
I mean, the way he says it, it sounds like the sale would be a good sale. He just can't keep the money or benefit from the money.
Yeah, that's what it sounds. It sounds like if I give in to such a sale, right? If I give in to such a sale at this price, right? Then I'm asking on myself, right, the money. Right, that's what he's referring to. Right?
But the sale, you're saying the sale.
I mean, if at the end of the day, you know, this the agreement is on that. I mean, it's lefi fidor. If this would, in truth, it's not really a nether, right? But we want to know, you know, if it would have been a real nether, right? You want to know what would have been, or you see that the truth is there is a side that maybe it could be a real nether, right? If he's even bedaita, like the Ram brings in Shalmi, and such a thing like that. Right. So he's not nullifying the sale. Right. He's just that's just a condition that if he accepts such a sale goes through. He asks on himself the payment. Right. Now, you know, if you have any questions as far as whether that should affect the Choshen Mishpat, right, that we could discuss at a later date, if that's what you're referring to. Akoparim, let's see, Vayter. Zoktim, the Mishnah says, Vayter, V'alo Imer, the Keach, the buyer says, Koinim Sheni Moisif Lecha Al HaShekel. He's trying to pay as least as he can, you know, a little bit as he can. So he's offering only two dinar, and he's saying the surah of this nether is that if I pay anything more than two dinar, then the item that I'm buying should be also on myself, as the Ran says. Right, so the pricing in the case that we're talking about over here, that they're being menader, is four and two. Right, the moicher is saying, you know, that they're making an edit. I need my four, not less than four, and the lekeich is saying not more than two. And that the Mishnah says, shneihem roitzim b'shloisha din. That in truth, each of them, even though they made an edit, but their intention was to come to a middle at three. So even though each one said not less than four, not more than two, but they didn't really mean that. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Shneim roitzim shloisha dinim. Shamocha hidayta the shloisha. The real intention of the seller was for three. V'lo niskaven b'nidrei el lizaris. Like, yes, the point of his nether, what was he saying? Not less than four. V'lo niskaven b'nidrei, and really, he didn't mean more. In his nether, el lizaris lekech, he wanted to push. That in this context, that's what this means. Shlo yamed al daitai. That he wanted to push the lekech off of what he was standing on, Sha'amar Beis Dinrim, Vishyask Mishloisha. That's what he wanted to do with this. And so to the Lekech, when he said, not more than two, Nisgabin Lishloisha, Nisgabin El Lazar Samuchin, Shyaskim Lekech. That was he was doing. Liam Al Dati Sha'amar Beis Dinrim. Right? You see, each one is just, his kavana is just to, have the other one agree to something other than what they were standing behind. Now, that's why the nether is not chal, because he really intention really was not to make a nether at those numbers. For time at the middle, so now the Ran still has to explain why is that so.
Yeah. I mean, right. You just inserted a few words there, which is
to
the Ran.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really say why it's not chal.
I mean, the Ran till now says it was lo yodaiter, right?
Okay.
Now apparently that's not sufficient, right? That's what the Ran is still asking, and as he speaks that later, it's the Ran should believe,
okay.
Right? So you know, even if that's true, and he'll say that, you know, this is what I meant, but that would not be sufficient. But time of the middle still, if he should die, and should be able to. Right, so that's what the Ran is still bothered by, right? I mean, as we know that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah tells us that this was not their intention, but the mere fact that you didn't have an intention is not sufficient to undo a nether. Right? Once it was expressed, then the nether itself has its validity, even though the person was thinking otherwise. That's the Dvarim Shebelev. On that, the Ran says that the reason why it's not Dvarim Shebelev is because this is the derech of the Meicher of Lekeach, and which l'chor, the understanding of the Ran is that this is what we, well, the concept of Umdino, this is something which it's not belief, right? This is something which is understood by all, that in the back and forth between a Moichah and Lekeach, they don't actually mean what they say. They're just trying to negotiate, right, to come to a middle standing. Right, so that's what the Ran needed to explain, even after the Ran explained the Mishnah was saying that wasn't his intention, but this is a important point which he has to speak out.
And just to kind of speak it out and see if you agree to this way of saying it, meaning that he doesn't have das for a neder, and normally we would say devarim shavalev eno devarim. So even though maybe whatever was going on in his lave, he didn't have das, but we don't believe that. We would assume that his das is like his words, but here we have. I'm just going to put in the word umdana. Let's say that his das was not like his words.
Is it a question of believing? According to what we're saying, is it a question of believing? But even if you would believe it, right, but it's still dvarim shebelev.
Okay, yeah, fine. So let's take out the belief. Let's try it again. Let's see. So that's why I'm trying it out.
Right. It's good what you're saying. Let's see if we can how we understand this.
So he needs das to make the neder. Normally, we would assume his das is whatever he said. And we wouldn't say devarim shebelev devarim. But here, we have an umdana that a person in this situation doesn't have das. And so because of that umdana, we say he doesn't have das. Is that closer?
But I think what we want to have over here is that that in the making of this neder, it's apparent to anyone who is hearing it, right? Is that it's a non-neder? I think that's what we want to do. So if we want to get it out of his lave, right? So we're sort of like putting a microphone over there, right? And it's very apparent, right? So the words themselves, anyone who hears those words in this context, knows that there's no neder being made. So the dvarim are not just limited to his lave, but it's what we call libo v'lev kol adam, right? Everyone understands when you're looking at this. Right, everyone sees that could look into his lave and to see what this is, and it's apparent that it's not a neder.
Just to emphasize Michael's point is, you know, the difference between the first way you said it and not. In other words, if the person, let's say, on his own made this neder and nobody heard him, right? And then he goes to a rav, well, not this neder, you know, a regular neder, right? And he went to a rav and asked the shayla. He said, "I said this, but I didn't mean it." So the rav would say that in the normal neder, that neder would be chal. The rav should pass it to him. No, if you said it, then it wouldn't be good. And the chiddush here is that these words, because it's a dvarim shebelev that everybody knows, so it's like even those words don't mean the simple translation of the words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I would hear it. Right? Is that how you hear it?
I hear what you're saying. I have to think about it. Is the chisaron? And you're saying so the chisaron is in the das, not in the words. It's that even though he said good words for a neder, but we know because of this umdana that he didn't have das for it. Everybody who hears it.
So, but I think in Nachlami, I mean, it therefore tells us that the words are non-nether context, right? That's what we need to hear.
Although if he did say, I mean, just to say, but if he did say, no, that was my intent,
right?
Then we would say that the nether is chal, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not totally that the words are. I mean, the das is playing something in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, there is a little point which maybe that's what you're trying to get around over here, which maybe still needs to be fine tuned. That, you know, if we're saying that we believe him, that he didn't have das, so where is the das? Right?
I'm not following.
Right? Where is his?
Oh, meaning what is his das?
Right. What is the das over here? Right?
Das is to get the guy to change his price, no?
To get three. To compromise.
That's what I thought, no? Is that...
One second. When it is the Varan Shabalev, right? If we're saying that we believe him, right? If we really believe him that there was no das, how is the nether chal? Where is the das? Alright? That might be a point which you have to explain exactly how that works. Right? If it's not a question of believing, it's the saying that it's a Dvarim Shabalev.
Oh. Right? I hear what you're saying. In a case where it would be a good
thing. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm wondering if this chocolate attire here is... we're saying it's like with bargaining for selling something, but could it apply to other cases as well?
We'll see. I mean, the Gemara itself, talks about another kind of case, but it would depend on whether this is something which people do, and therefore it won't be Dvaran Shebalev. Mm. That's the chare what it should be depend on, and we'll see. The Gemara has a shaila maybe, but in another case, and so that might give us a little bit. Show us the guidelines of this. As a matter of fact, let's talk about the Ran. Right, there's a Ran over here. After the Ran brings from the Yerushalmi, that this is all talking about if he's not Oymer Berdaitin. He's saying I didn't mean it. Right? If he's saying he didn't mean it, so being that this is the standard thing, so that's what the Mishnah told him. But let's say he said, no, I really meant to make an eder here. Taka did mean to make an eder. So that the Ran brings, that an eder is chal. Now the Ran, I want to see the latter part of the Ran. If you look in the Ran over here, the last two narrow lines in the Ran over here. Venire. You see what that is?
Yeah. In the Ran. The dot and then the venire.
Right. Yeah. Venire. Zok the Ran. Venire. It would appear to me the Bishain Mamidin, that's the case of our Mishnah, Vidaitin Hoyulishloishadinin, and really what they were, the das was to come to a middle at three. Says the Ran, I mean the Mishnah says that the das was three, so then the pricing, if they do it at three, then there's no nether over here. But what about if they agree on something other than
250?
Right, yeah. Exactly, right? Yeah, Moichah Yochel Bepachos Mishloishim, 250, right, exactly like you're saying, right? V'lekech Yochel Litnei B'Yoseh Mishloishim. Like even in more than three, Shekivin Shemashmois Haneda Ene El Lizaris. Since the context in this nether, such a thing people do that only Lizaris. Afishes Gimel Believem the Gimel Dinorim. Even though that really they were really trying to get it to get to three. Dvorin Shabalev Havu. Okay, so the Ram tells us like this that. It seems to be like this, that what we're assuming is that they're really bargaining, trying to get that middle price. So the das neder here really was three. Right? So therefore you would have thought that maybe to go less than three or more than three, right? That much there is a neder. On that says the Ran, that's very dvarim shebelev. So far the Ran's talking about that if for each of them to agree to a price other than three, more than three, less than three, clap it at, there's no nether. Right? The fact that what they said itself is there's an umdah, they don't mean to make a nether. So there's no nether. Now I would have thought that, you know, therefore there's no nether at all, right? That's all. You know, I mean, this is what they said. Right? They said these numbers. If there's nether, it's not chal clapping at. So shine, you know, so then you have no nether at all.
You don't need to say devarim shall believe. I mean, he only needs to come on to that because of...
Right. And I would say even more than that. There's no dvarim. There's no dvarim at all. Each one said a number, right? Right? Yeah, very good. Right? No, each one said a number four, right? Not less than four, not more than two. So, I mean, if what you said here is not chal, so sure, it's not chal at all. But the Ran, and you'll see even clearer in the next line in the Ran. The Ran says, "Umiyu ena moicha v'asher litna b'shekel." Zok the Ran. Miyu ena hamoicha v'asher litnoi b'shekel. Zok the Ran that, however, that the nether will be chal to a certain number. I mean, the original number that the moicher, that lekech was saying. The Moichah is trying to get him off away from that price. The Ran says, "Ein haMoichah v'asher litnei b'shekel." I mean to say that if he accepts it at a shekel price, then the nether will be chal. V'lo halakech v'asher litnei boi litim boi sela. And the lekeach, if he ends up accepting it at the original price of the Moichah, and you know he made the nether, then nether's chal. That the main mashmois of the nether akoponim, right, it was concerning that. So the Ran over here tells us something that in the tea of the Ran, the Shittas Ran seems like this. He's going to say in a second that there are those that argue, but the Ran says over here that a nether is chal. Now it's just, now let's just see what the Ran says, right? Because you have to really work this out, the mechanics, how this works over here. That the Ran tells us like this, that in this situation, that the moicher started with four, he wants four, the lekech is one, he wants to pay two, and Akvan, the Mishnah says, that if they agree at three, then they're safe, there's no nether, right? Because that was their original intention, that they wanted to move each of their, of the other person, off his number. So if the agreement is three, that, on the contrary, that's really what they wanted, right? Now the Ran discusses, well, what about if the agreement ends up on something other than three? And the Ran has two cases. He talks about somewhere between the original numbers, between more than the two. Right? So the Moichah is in that was successful at in making the lekeach come up or less than four that the. That he brought down the moicher to a degree. So over there, the Ran says that in those cases, then the nether is not chal. However, the Ran says that concerning the original numbers that were said, which prompted the nether in the first place, on that the Ran says that the nether is chal concerning it. <coughs> Now, what we need to explain is that how did that come to be? And what's making that nether? Right. So, L'chorah in the Ran is like this: that when the Moicher says that he's not giving less than four, right? So, not less than four, right? You know, includes from four down, right? And L'chorah when he says not more than two, right? It's referring to and up. Now, in as much as we would have thought that. But you know, it refers to that whole number as one, you know, in one reference. So you know, either it is chal or it's nacha, right? The Ran's telling us over here that those words that he said, being that they include a range of numbers, so concerning what we understand as their intention. For a nether, that much it is chal, and therefore the original numbers that each one offered that they are trying to get them off that number, even though each one expressed it really in the context of his bid, not less than my bid, and we know that what you're trying to do over here is that you're trying to really have the other person. Come away from his number. That's what you're doing. But Zokdaran that anything in between the numbers is not a nether. And the Ran says that's because it's Vorm Shabalev. Right? It's Vorm Shabalev as far as that's concerned. Let's see what that means. It's Vorm Shabalev. Meaning, what he means to say is like this, is that in this context, you don't mean nether, right? You don't really mean nether in this context, right? So the numbers in between what we're hearing are non-nether, right? And so to make a nether, out of, and he's agreeing to us that really he didn't have das to make a nether. No vos, that he's being mechalic in what yeah, what not. Right? He's saying that I didn't mean to make a nether on three, but each one saying, you know, two and a half and three and a half, that I did mean to make a nether on. Right?
But then we say Dvarim Shabalev.
That's Dvarim Shabalev. That is Dvarim Shabalev.
That's really strange. The Dvarim Shabalev could go on two and a half and three and a half, but not on three. If they're
but not on two or four.
Right, right.
Not on three. It goes on.
Oh, it does go on three also.
Yeah. See, if everything, if we would say that there is no nether here at all, right? Not like this. See, let's just start from step number one. We said that, let's say he would say that grado, this is the first thing that the Ram mentioned in Sham. If he said, I really meant it, right? If he said, I really meant it, right? That seems to work, right? That doesn't become Dvarim Shabalev, right?
Right. Right? He meant four.
Right?
If he says, I meant four,
right?
But if he says, I really meant three, that's Dvarim Shabalev. Because he said four.
So let's speak that out over here. Right? That means, I mean, in as much as in this context, the umdana is that he doesn't mean to make a nether, right? Nevertheless, if he says, I did mean to make a nether, then he has the wherewithal to make the nether.
So right? Are you going in the Ran here?
No, I'm starting a step before.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
Right?
Okay,
right?
Fine.
Right? The first step is that if he says, I really meant to make a nether and on anything less than four, Right, which is what the Ram brings to Nishami, that then the dinner of the mission doesn't apply. Then even three, there's an nether. Right? Mm. Right? Now, even though we explain that there's an umdan over here, that people don't mean nether, right? nevertheless, it'll help, right? So what you see over here is that, like we said before, I mean, the words still are the words of Neder. However, the umdana is tells us that what his lave is, right? And therefore, we see that this Neder is missing his missing lave, right? But it's not that these words be'etzem, right, in this context, don't mean Neder, right? Mm. Otherwise, even if he tells us that's what he meant, but you didn't say Neder words, right? So I think that the words over here could still, you know, are words which could create a Neder. But the idea of the umdana is that we have the lave, right? That he didn't mean that. And that's why, since it's clear that he didn't mean that, you know, when you say these words in this context, it's clear to everyone that you don't mean it. So it's clear the chasaron of das that you have over here. But if he would tell us that there was no chasaron of das, right, then the words could create a Neder. Right?
But Dafka, again, we're not going in the Ranya. We're going before
right,
the
Ranya. Right, right.
This is Dafka where he would say my kavana was for four.
Right.
If he came and said my kavana was for three, everyone would agree that would not work.
That would not work, right.
He said, I had kavana for a netter, but my kavana was for three, even though I said four. Everybody would agree at this point that would be Devarim Shabalev.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Just one thing, I'm a strict language in the Mishnah,
mm-hmm.
right? And probably you have to say that the story started earlier to explain it, but if the conversation started out as the Mishnah said, that the Mocher says not less than four, and we're saying, and the Ram is saying, but two, there is an Eder. So no one mentioned two until that point, right?
Oh,
so
the Lokeas mentioned two.
He mentioned it afterwards, according to the strict lesson of the Mishnah. In other words, we have to add
okay,
in that
right,
there
right.
was.
I hear that point, right? That's what someone Taka wanted to say, something like that. Okay, you could think about that point, but that is a valid point, right? If whoever started the bidding over here. Right, so you know you have to know the psychology over here, right?
I would assume that's not what the Ron meant. The Ron assumed he said four. This guy said two. He's
right.
Told him that I'm not going to sell it.
That's what he said.
That's what I meant. Okay, fine. Right. You could question.
Right. Right, you know how the business minds work, right? You know how much of reality is that other person's bid even before he says it, right? You know,
he knows the guy's going to say two.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. But the akapana, but right, this definitely makes it easier. Right. So now the Ran tells us that. However, the Neder is Chal Klapei two. Now let's just speak through what's the case over here, right? Meaning to say as follows, that when the Ran says that the Neder is Chal Klapei the numbers of the other person, right? So are we talking about that they said I meant to make the Neder right on that, or even if they said I didn't mean to make the Neder on that?
Well, from the run, it seems right, and he doesn't say that right, and
well,
it seems that regardless of what he said, in other words, that. That's a universal rule. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Ron is shy.
I do agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
it could be even mashma, maybe like he's saying, right? Because the Ran says, I mean, the Mishnah says that the kavona was for three,
mm-hmm.
right? Their kavona was for three, And then the Ran says that you know, between the numbers, right, less than three and more than three, let that neder be chal, right? You really want the three. You want the three. Now, what does want the three mean? That want the three, b'teiras neder. I mean, the point of the nether mission really is that I'm saying this to get him to three. But what about the nether of three? So Anataran says that there's a dvorim shebelev on that.
As opposed to other rishonim who might just say, Michal, you don't have to come on to that because there's no nether.
Right. Right. So that will be mashma that even if he's saying he meant nether, just bring mashmois to what you're saying, that even if he said that he meant nether,
at three,
right, at three, or all the other numbers that we're discussing. Well, first, let's discuss those numbers that there is no nether, right? So even if he meant nether, that doesn't help. Like the Ran said, that's dvarim shebelev. Now, le'idach gisa on the numbers that the ponin said, the shita saran is that nether is chal concerning that, right? And I mean, the reasoning for that would be because I mean that much definitely. We know that the person is working at against those numbers.
I mean, can you say it works in the same way with the four? Meaning, just like we have an umzuna that he didn't mean four, he didn't mean I'm not going to sell it to you less than four. We have an umzuna that he wasn't going to sell it to him for two. That was his das. And then all the numbers in between, we don't have any umdana. That's Devarim Shabalev. Does it work to say it that way? No.
Yeah, that could work. I'm just wondering whether you need to talk in umdana, but could be, right? Because what we're doing is that we're accepting what he said concerning the number that he said. Now, over there, we would wonder at the same shadow we just had before, but just the other way. What about if he said that I didn't even mean to make a nether against the two, right? So that might be relevant to what you're saying. In other words, do you need the undana for that? Or whatever it is, but clapping that, right? It'll look her blind, but for him should believe, right? In other words, what he said was a nether on the two. That's what he said. Right? I mean, truth is that he said a nether against the two. That's what we have over here. No, I like this. You see, what just trying to point out over here is, and this just needs to be clarified, that we have a nether against the two, but not the two plus, right? Yeah. Right. Two plus is dvarim shebelev, but two is not dvarim shebelev, right? Yeah. Right. So you know whether you need the umdana for that or not. It could be to a certain degree you have to work with the umdana, but what we're doing when clapping the two, right? So we have two cases over here, right? Right, that we're talking about. If he says I meant the nether, right? So even though he meant it, it doesn't help for two plus, but for two it does, right? Mm-hmm. Two plus, right? Doesn't help. He meant the nether because that's dvarim shebelev, right? The Ran tells us.
When you're coming to say, I said lashon of umd, I said alamdus of umd, no? You're saying that you don't to say that because the lokeach said too. So that already makes it not devarim shebaleiv. So you don't need an umdana. You've got words. He said two, and he made it neder in response to that too.
Right. That might be right now. Okay, let's come and clarify whether that's all part of the umdana. That the way it works is he means against what he said, and anything other than that. Either he definitely doesn't mean, or we don't know, right? And therefore it's Dvarim Shebaleiv.
Right.
Well, just to add to this, picture, right? So, right, he said he made another, not less than four, mm-hmm. right? We're saying that that he meant that two, that is a netter, right? So then, why? Then what's he timing when he took the two dinarim? What was in his mind at that point? In other words, if he's a, I mean, he right? In other words, he knows he may.
You're saying why is he agreeing to when originally he said he wasn't going to take two?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. All of a sudden, new schara came to the market, and he sees he's not right. The price went down.
But he didn't remember the fact that he made it. That is, he had intent that this money is going to be asur b'hanah to me when I take it.
Okay, right. So he's asking a little different. Just inside the nether, right? What is he thinking? He's not meant to benefit from the money. So why did he accept it? That's he wants right. to ask like that. Okay, right. right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thought the nether was bottle. He thought it wasn't a netter at all.
If he thought it wasn't a netter at all, that's not an umdana that he thought it was for two, right?
No, Rabbi asked before. What if he says I didn't have kavana to make a netter at two,
right?
And we said, well, I thought we were saying even in that case at that point. We're not believing him, or I don't know if we're not believing him, but we're not. It's still a netter or two.
So is that where you're heading?
So I think that proves that point. Is that we have to say that his claim I didn't mean to make a netter at all, but that's considered a dvarim shebaleiv, and even though that's what his taina is, but the netter is still chal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That will be a way to make sense of what's happening. That's what he wants to say. Okay. Why is he
right?
Okay. Okay, but this is a little in the mechanics over here. How this works over here? How we're dividing this nether over here that concerning certain prices. That it is a nether, certain prices it's not a nether. Right? That's what the Tushitas Haran is, and that's what you see from the Haran over here, that even though the Mishnah tells us that this is not a nether, but it could be only concerning these middle numbers. But of the Haran, that concerning the numbers that arouse the nether in the first place, Zoktaran, that definitely is still is a nether. Right? Those numbers and down and up, right?
Can I ask a question that might be two questions, or are we still...
okay, let's hear.
Not less than three questions.
Yeah. It seems to me, according to the Ran, that even though he said less than four, his words were less than four, but he still had kavana for two. I assume he would hold there's a halacha of pivalibo shavim, but that's still called pivalibo shavim. That he saying less than four is enough of a lashon to b'machayev him for a kavana for a das of two.
Right.
Pivalibo shavim.
Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the first question. So, but the would other Rishonim disagree with that? And they would say, meaning he said less than four. Pi v'livo shavim. He doesn't have, his pi wasn't for two. His pi was for four. So it's not, it's bichlal, can't be a neder of two. Would that be a machlokas? Or no, they would also agree to this ikar halacha, and their disagreement would be different, let's say. That's kind of the first question. The second question, which might be outside of the context, is I see that the Achronim are being mechalik between the Chison and Das, and that this new halacha of Pi V'Livo Shavim, I assume you know what I'm talking about, and I really had a hard time understanding what was machriach them to come on to all this lumdis in this situation. It just seemed like they were wasn't so muchach that they needed to say like they're saying. So again, I assume you know what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
that's the second question.
Okay, that's something that would not take a more fine tuned. So we're going to hold off with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's definitely an inyan that that one's holding by it to clarify.
Mm-hmm. On the first question, do you think that there's a machlokes there?
This really is what we would mistake. What's the point of the machlokes? I mean, the Ram brings two shittas, right? So, in what exactly is the point that they're that they're arguing on? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, right, the first side that you said would be one of the possibilities, right? That we don't have over here at all. We're saying a loshen. We don't have a loshen. The less than four doesn't talk to two. Or whether intrinsic doesn't talk to two, or we can't, since he didn't specifically talk about two, so whatever mashmois that it has in to two is shared with anything less than four, right? And therefore you couldn't be machalik between less than four and two.
Okay.
Right? Maybe there's another way to understand what the point of machlokes is. What you're thinking about is good. Very, very good. Very good points over here to know what exactly is the sort of machlokes. And this really is getting into mamish under the hood, as we say, right? Where the points over here, the problems might lie. Very good. Very good. Okay, so this is very, a long discussion. Okay, but we'll have to put on hold for a moment. Okay, okay, but good. You're doing very good. That's good. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Abba Nadom Yitirchachom Omar Le Rabbi Abba Bamamol Rabbi Ami. Abba Nadom Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He said that you told us over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Mantana Borndon Rabbi Yehuda he the Omar Mishmutar from the Oilam in Odom in Echemhen Nozir and the Fish Lenitin Zir Sel Haflo. And this is a loch that we've come across before. And what we see over here is that there are the Shit Samaroyim over here, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not as we understood. Right, so we'll have to know exactly what is the shita hold that our Mishnah does not mean what we think it means, and they're looking for a different explanation. Why might this neder not be neder? And the only explanation they came up was based on the shita's Reb Tarfon. Tarfon shita is that there's a halacha of a flaw that's said by Nazirus, which we learned in Nedarim. That Nidorim need haflah, and therefore, if something's made on a tnai, if a neder is made on a tnai, who are missing in the haflo condition. In our context over here, that this neder was made on a condition, each one saying that, you know, if my price is not met, then there'll be a neder. Now it's on a condition because, you know, his price might possibly be met, and then there is no neder. Right? So this sheet is going as if that the neder itself is a neder. Right? The issue over here just is that it's on a condition, and conditional nedarim are not chal.
What's the purpose of the lashon of the end of the Mishnah according to that?
So very good. So we'll see. We'll see a little bit about that. I mean, the Gemara talks about that, and then the Ran subsequently talks about that, right? But this is another point in the sugya over here. Very good, very good. Right now, let's just see this. What's the halacha of haflo? Let's see the Ran. What does the Ran say? L'fishlei nitin nazir zel haflo v'vodin l'ndorim. So the first thing that the Ran says is, it seems to be by warning that haflo was said by Nazirus. How does that apply to us, which is neder? No, huadin l'nedorim, the iskish l'nazirus, that there's a hekish, and therefore nedorim also have that halacha. What is that halacha? The lechay elin ken yikabu b'loy tonight. These things that the Nazir itself, halacha, when he's saying kabul, he's putting in the context of Nazirus. Nazirus won't be chal b'loy tonight. Hilkoch loychav lekech shetolu Nidrom b'tnai afal pisho overu al tnoim loychay li nidrayim. This context overu al tnoim, right? Really, what this really means is maybe something which is mashma the other way, right? And it's actually the condition was met. Right? That's what this means over here. Now in the halacha of haflo, I'm not sure if we mentioned the shal, but just touch on a point, and then we'll see if anyone has any rayas or mashmois to this. Is that the halacha of haflo, is it an intrinsic condition or something which is more practical? Which what I mean as follows, that on the one hand, making a neder on a condition, there's an intrinsic point over here that it's conditional, right? That's what it is, right? The neder is not a clear, you know, straightforward neder. It's dependent on something else, right? Now, there's another thing which is more practical, which is that it's therefore not clear at the time that the neder is made. We'll see about this, right? That whether there's a nether or not. So that's a point that's lacking the clarity, right? What was there a nether? Now, the nafkamina in this luchar would be that if one makes a nether on a condition, which the condition is clear right lefoneinu. Right, so you know the we had before something which the nedarim, the condition was not clear. You have to go find out about it. Right, so at the time, you know, it wasn't clear. Right, but let's say if you made it a condition, you know, made it on a condition which is clear in front of us. Right. So, I mean, for whatever reason, it was made on the condition, and if it's clear, then, you know, there's no reason to make the condition. But well, were the nether...
It doesn't have to be clear to everybody.
What?
Let's say it's clear to the person making the nether, and he wants to convince the people around him that
okay.
It's true, so
okay.
That would be...
Right, okay, okay, so now that might be a reason why a person would do it, right? But let's say so therefore, if a person would make such a nether, right?
He's saying, or just what? Over, like,
no,
like,
he's,
let's say you were just saying,
giving an example.
You're saying he's trying to prove a point. If it's not like this, then I'm a nuzzer. But that's a different thing. Like when the case of the guy says, you know, if that's plony,
no, but
then I'm a nuzzer.
But you can have two cases of that. Is one where the person knows at the time he made the nether that it's plony, and one where he didn't know, and it's going to be clarified later.
Now you're adding a third case. I'm not sure why you're going
not a third
into this.
Case.
You're talking about where he knows or doesn't know, and then before you said where he knows and the other guys don't know, and he's talking about a third case where everybody knows. He started with a case where everybody knows, and you're going on to other cases, right? Am I wrong?
So the everybody knows the Rav had a question is why would a person do it? And so I'm just giving a practical example of why he would do it.
But you're talking about a case where not everybody knows. So you're changing the case. So let's. Why are you changing the case? Okay. Now I don't even know what case we're talking about anymore. He started with a simple case. Now you added two more cases, and now I don't know what the conversation is.
If it doesn't make it easier to understand, then you don't have to.
Okay. Right. So
whether it's a case where
see whether in halacha it makes a difference. These they're not. But I was just talking simple. Well, a person makes a neder. I'm making a neder. You know, I'm an ass that the sun is shining. Right. So it's very apparent that that's what's happening over here. Right. So that there's no point of sophic whether the neder is chal. However, the nether intrinsically is contingent on something else, right? That's what we wanted to know. That what is the soil of this halacha, right? The clarity, the hafla that we're talking about is it something? Is it practical? It's more intrinsic, right? That's what we were raising over here. Does anyone have any?
So just to clarify, because
yeah.
I think that
what
the Rav said is no, there's no question about the matter is chal. I think what the Rav meant is no question that the tanai is chal. Is mekuyim.
Right. What I meant to say. Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm sorry. Right.
So if hafla means it's talui in the fact that you made a tanai, then this would not, the nether wouldn't be chal.
Right.
But if it's talui in the suffix,
right,
then the nether would be chal, because there's no suffix.
Right. Okay. I didn't necessarily want to go into this, but if someone had something definite to bring to the table on this, we could have dealt with it. Okay, but for right now, we'll leave this because this is not really the Iker Sugya over here. The Shal just over here is, like we just mentioned before, is that what's pushing these Choshevah Amiroim over here to learn like this and not learning our Mishnah. Even if the doichek of the mashmois, aside from that, but you know, you must ask a question that you know that the hemshecha mishnah over here doesn't seem to talk like that. But even without that, you know, what's wrong with understanding it the way we understood it?
Chisaron and das.
Yeah. Right, you know, however you want to explain. Right? It sounds like that they had a difficulty understanding that way, and that's why they were looking for another explanation. And you know, we it became a reptarifin, and we're accepting all the difficulties that come along with it.
I mean, is it possible that their problem was just at a derabbanan level, not at a deraisa level? That the taka they agreed that these nedarim wouldn't be chal d'oraisa, but the rabbanan, they didn't want people to make such nedarim, and so the rabbanan made them chal d'rabbanan, and that's what's bothering them. But if you go like Rabbi Tarfon, then everybody knows that anything on Tanai doesn't work. So then that's wrong. What do you want?
Okay, that's a possibility. That is a possibility. Right, maybe that's the way to work. Any information on this? No. Okay.
The other cases in the Mishnah, right? We haven't gone into them too much, but they would fit in. I mean,
I'm not sure if they're supposed to necessarily, right? But he's giving a reason really for the Zeruzin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you know, if this reasoning wouldn't help for the other cases, the Mishnah wouldn't bother me so much, because it doesn't necessarily Okay, we'll see whether, you know, the Abed Nidorim will carry one route. I guess we have yet to see what it is. All right, fine. Lomazen. Zokta Gemara. Then the Gemara says as follows. Zokta Gemara. Rav Omar Filo Temer Rabbonim Mikatani Shnehem Rotsim. This is what we want to see. Rava says that it's not limited to Reb Tarfon, and it's not because of the Din HaFlo, because Mikatani Shnehem Rotsu, which would seem to be saying that if the Mishnah said Shnehem Rotsu, then we'd be faster to accept your explanation. Or maybe the Mishnah would be Mashma more like you're saying. However, Shnehem Roitzim Katani. The Mishnah says Shnehem Roitzim. Now, what is the difference between Shnehem Rotsu or Shnehem Roitzim? So the Ran tells us, I can't say that the Dikduk was so clear to me on this, but the Ran tells us what this means. Let's see the Ran. So the Ran, Rova Omar Fil Temer Abon Mikatani Shnehem Rotsu. Ploimer. The Masnistin, the Ninja, is using Lav Mishum Aflohi. That's what he's coming to say. It's not because of Aflo. El Mishum Sheshomu Chachomim Daitum. Right, the Chachamim evaluated the das of such a person. Right, you know, it doesn't mean singularly, right? Because we need to make this into a numdin over here, right? That his das is not to be noyder el lezaris. The mi katani rotsu sheyehei mashmaus loy sherotsu libasoif. The Ran says like this: that this lotion of rotsu. The mashmois would be that a change of mind was made. Shirotsu libasoif. That's what that would mean. That even though originally that was not the intention, but this is there's an agreement at the end. Shneim roitzim katoni. The mashm mitchila viad soif. So the deek that Rav is making is that the Mishnah seems to be talking about what the das was at the time of the neder. On that, Rav is saying that according to your explanation, the Mishnah, no reason for the Mishnah says that this was their intention at the time of the neder. It would have been sufficient for the Mishnah to say that At the end, there was a concession on a three. Now that's what he says. So we understand half of the picture. That we understand that the Dika Mishnah, which is talking about the original time of the Neder, that would seem to suggest that something has to do with the Das Hanoeder. Rather than just Dama Haloch and Hilchus Nidorim. Okay, granted. But let's tack on this end. The Ran really asked this as a question. That regardless, I mean, if the reasoning is because of Haloch of Aflo, so what do these words mean? Regardless, I mean, even if they would have said, like the Mora says, that Shnehem Rotsu. Fine, but what are these words saying? So let's see the Ran. The Ran really asked this question, but casually. Right, and it's granted. We'll translate the words "rotsu" that "roitzim" means "rotsu." That at the end of the day, it was niskayim with three. Zokteran, I feel nosnu moicher b'shekel, oishenosan loy lekeach sela, is also an urgent bottle. Kivin she b'shas nidren loy hay mizbar hadover. And look how he speaks that over here. Kivin she b'shas nidren loy hay mizbar hadover. These lishoynis over here sound like it's more a practical thing, right? Kivin she b'shas nidren loy hay mizbar hadover miyachol mla. Right? It wasn't clear whether the nether will be chal. Right, so this lotion over here sounds like that's what it is, right? And he doesn't say, you know, mm-hmm. since Shinasa al Tanai. Right? Mm-hmm. But the Ran, Zok the Ran, that what is the Mishnah saying over here? Why are we stressing the fact that there was an agreement at the end? Agreement at 3. Lama the Mishnah Shnei Rosh Mishloisha. Why are we being madgish that they came to an agreement in the middle? Even if it wasn't that, I mean, it's not dependent on that. What's the difference? What the end of the story was, right? This halach is halach if you make it on a tanai, it's not chal. It's a finish. So it's not chal. There's no nether over here at all. And I'm saying whatever the end of the story is, it's all the same. Let's see the Ran. Okay, the Ran says a pshat over here, which needs explanation. You saw the Ran at all? This Ran?
Well, the footnote basically.
Spoke it through. Okay, fine. Okay, so maybe let's see if we could work it out together over here. What the understanding of it is. Let's just see the Ran itself. Nir Beinai, the Tana Rabusa Kotani. Zok the Ran definitely that's true. If it's because of our flaw. So at the end of the day, you know, it's not relevant really what happened at the end, what the end of the pricing was. However, the Mishnah is speaking out a chiddush. What he's saying is like this: that he's contrasting our case, how our flaw, our case, how our flux affects the initial case that Reb Tarfon was talking about. So he's saying this case that he's discussing is what Reb Tarfon was talking about. Loi mi boy. So two people made a nether, and pretty much what they did over here is that the condition of the nether was the opposite of the other person. The halacha is ein echad mehem nozer k'Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Reb Tarfon. The chosam. Din hu shloi tochol nizirusam, lefi she'i efshe lochol nizirus al shneihem. In this case, that being that the conditions were just the opposite of the other one, he made the nether that it is ploini. He made the nether the nizirus that it's not ploini. So I mean, it's going to be only one of the two. So in this case, efshe lochol nizirus al shneihem. It's impossible that the conditions of both of them could be met. V'kivin shebotel eitzel zeh, botel eitzel zeh. Now the Ran says that being that that's so one will have effect on the other, not to be chal. Shemisho rishoni yotzeso nizirus livatolo. Now like this, what's happening over here, what we need to understand over here like this, is that we're all talking within the context of this halacha of haflor, and what the Ran really is saying over here is that an understanding of haflor, which might have been limited to a case similar to what Reb Tarfon was talking about. Right? So that means that we're going to have to adjust a little bit our understanding of this din of haflor, because the way we understand now should apply to any kind of tonight. Right? And what he's saying, what he's coming to say over here is that our Mishnah is coming to stress a chiddush in the din haflor, that maybe one might have thought that the din haflor doesn't extend to our mission. The din haflor is something which is more limited. Now, what is the difference over here? So the Ran just tells us that in the original case of Typhon is talking about, it's such a condition that both can't be in his kaim. That's more poshut, that's missing in our flow. And our Tana is coming to say, the point of what our mission is coming to say is that in our Mishnah, it could be that the condition, if the condition, you know, real, you know, would work. But what the condition was in the case of our mission, it's possible that the conditions of both parties will be met. And in truth, that's what happened. Shirotu b'shloisha dinim. B'nimsu shekol echad ovar al tnoi. Mean again to say that the tnai was in skayim. V'sakada chamino d'chi agav no haflo mikari p'mashvelon. So let's hear this. Right, this needs explanation. Let's see if we could understand what this is. When the Ran's telling us as follows, that as we learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is a halacha in haflo. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me that the din of flow will even affect our Mishnah. There would have been a mochem lechalik, that maybe the din of flow only affects a case like Tarvin talks about. What does that mean? That you have two people who made a condition, that these two conditions can't be both fulfilled at the same time, because each one is the condition is the opposite condition. Either it is or it isn't. And that's what happened in that case. So over there, I would have heard that the din of Hafla says that it's not a nether at all. Whereas our Mishnah is something which both Tnoim could be Niskayim together. Right? Each person is, you know, as long as that the nether right now we're going right now is a nether that less than four, right, is a nether less than three, more than three, more than two is a nether. So shine. So you know, if there isn't definitely a mokum bichal, and as a matter of fact that the case was such that they agreed in the middle, so each person went away from his number. So you know the condition was taka met, and there, I would have thought that maybe the din of hafla doesn't apply, and therefore, you know, in this case, will be another.
You would say, and who had din if it would just be one person said I'm a nazir is such and such? That you would need the same revusa.
L'chayra, okay, well, that's what it would seem, right? But see, but we need maybe to understand what's going on over here, and then we'll come back. I would think so. Yeah, right. What is this exactly? What is this exactly? Why does a condition, whether it could be met or can't be met, why does that make a difference in the din haflo? How we understand what the din haflo is, that it should make a difference. And all the more so to ask that what does it have to do with my friend, right? You know, how does he come into the picture? Granted, we happen to have made each one made a tanai, and we're talking about the same thing. And you know, my tanai was one side of the possibility, his was the other side of the. But why should he have an effect on me? Right? The Ran says that the kibun should bottle eitzel zeh, bottle eitzel zeh. Like what is? Why should the fact that someone else made a nether and his condition had to do with the same thing that I was making, why should that have any effect on me? How does that affect me? Why should I take that information like Mike was saying, you know, if there was only one person over here, right? You know, it wouldn't be this. And now that he said something else and took the other side of things, watch that. Why is the fact that his nether becoming bottle have to do with me? So this is something which really makes up explanation. I don't really have a good explanation, but if you have something to say over here, let's give us a little Pesach over here. Any ideas? What do you think?
That because Vaday, one of them is not going to come true, there's already a bit of a chisoron in the das. We know Vada, one of these Naziris is not going to happen. And so it becomes like a chisaron in the das, even for the one that is going to happen. Because we know Vada, one of them is not going to happen. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
So the first question we would ask is sort of just a question in Cheshbon, that when the first person made the nether, there was no second person, right? So right. So how does the second person affect him affect his das if he wasn't here at the time? That's just like a cheshbon kind of shaila. But in the Ikar Lomdus, even if you want to talk about the second person, right? So he knows that the other person made the nether. So, but that also would need a little explanation. Right? Why would there be the chances that are not affected by the fact that someone already how do you call it, banked on, you know, on that side? Right? They are like they are, right? Why should that be? The Lashon Aran is that somehow there's some kind of tliya in these two nedarim, and if it's batel gabe that, it's batel gabe that, right? Even though it's batel gabe him, because you know his tanai was not niskayim. What does that have to do? Have to do with me? Yeah, what do you say? What do you say over here? Right. I'm sorry, I was not able to do proper investigation over here and understanding what this is. But the way the Ran's saying over here is something which needs explanation. Anyone who had a difficulty understanding it, I feel with you.
And on the flip side of this, now that we have this question. You ask, why did Rabbi Tarfon give such an example?
Okay, yeah.
Why didn't he give just a pashut example of one person makes a tanai and it doesn't work? Was there a bigger chiddush in what he actually said?
Right. That's taka. I guess regardless, that is a point. That's a valid question. It's a question. Regardless of this whole sugya over here, why is there Tarfon from talking in such a way? Why do we need the second person there? Yeah. Now, just coming just to the side over here, just within the context of the sugya, that this right would if we could understand the Ran, right, what he's saying, that this would also really help us why the Tana is giving Reb Tarfon's din in the context of you know, a nidre zeruzin, right? You know, zeruzin according to this doesn't really mean that. But this give and take between the moicha and the keach, right? It's not malocha and tanai. It's like, why are you putting it over here? The teres will be because this is the kind of case which has the chiddush that he's coming to bring out, right? But in the root of this halacha really is not limited to that. That's what comes out according to this explanation. But that's why it was brought out over here. Nidiruzin is something right, which even that applies the halacha of Reb Tarfon. Okay. All right. Okay. So, but at this, the ha'oros are still the ha'oros. The equal question of the Ran and what the Ran how he answers is something which needs beard. Still needs beard. Right. So, you know, we'll have to make the proper Ian if we can to clarify the shadow.
Where would you look to look into a question like this?
I mean, I would think that the Meforshim, the regular Meforshim Hashas, should talk about this Ran. You could
you know, start in this forum, which are more in Pshat, those forum that which discuss the Rans. And
would that be a Karen Ora, somebody like that?
Okay, yeah, you can see that over there, right? Right.
Or a bar, I mean, something well, like that.
I wouldn't call that so much in Pshat. See, that would be the next step. If someone, right, maybe sees some kind of Yisraelistic idea in this Ran, that and what the root of the halacha of a flaw is something based on what the Ran is saying, right, that you might find such a thing in the Achrenim who would already talk about the mechanics and alumnus of such a thing. Any addresses over there?
And the only thing, and this isn't really answering anything, but what seems to be binding the two and the Dharam together is they seem to be wanting to, the reason they're making the netter is to prove or disprove the other guy. That seems to be the metzias of this case, or else, you know, or else it's really just two independent stories.
Mm-hmm.
And why that would affect anything, I don't have any no thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's definitely a piece over here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what you're saying is that any time you have two people, and you know, like their egos are getting the best of them, that you're wrong. No, you're wrong. That there's no kavana for that might have been the chiddush.
So,
and kamash malan that even
maybe something like that. I don't know.
Then it wouldn't be so much of Ravusa in this Mishnah, because even the case where both can be miskayim, they're still trying to get each other. You hear? With the guy where you're identifying, and no, you say it's him, I say it's not him. It's okay.
In other words, if there wasn't a back and forth between the two of them, then that's the start to the answer to your question of why did he have to give the example of two people, right?
Right, but then but it's true that the Havamina makes sense, but then you wouldn't give the Chiddush that even when both can be Miskayim in a case of two people,
because
it's still, you still have two people. You heard what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'd give a case, a Chiddush in a different case where you don't have that, you know, butting of heads.
Right. So
am I wrong? Does what I'm saying make sense?
I think you're right. I think. Yeah.
I don't have anything to add on there. Let's see over here. We first have to have the Gemara that declares the Shailo as follows, right? Al pi the Maskonas HaGemara, Rav's understanding that it's not based on Reb Tarfon. Klet Mora Shailo, the more specific case. Something more. Omer le Ravina Rav Ashi, Omer lo itfei misel, aval lo omer botzim mishekel, nidra havi o izrizin havi. He's clearing over here in the case, in the following case. Omer lo itfei misel. Let's say the moicher, when he made his neder on a certain price, the number that he used was more than a seller. Let's say a pruta more than a seller, Zotaran. And the lekeach, his amount was botzim a shekel, a pruta less than a shekel. So at Gemara, do we also view this as an idre's reason? Do we have the same umdana over here that he said this merely to push the person off his position? Now the Ran over here speaks out, what is the point? What's causing the suffix? Why are things different over here? What's the point? The Ran says two pshatim. Let's hear the Ran. Omar le tfei miseli. See the Ran? Kloimar. Omar le kainim sheini poiches lecho min haselo pruta. That's what the number that the Moicha used was a sela and a pruta. That's what he wants. Vekeacham akim sheini moisiv lecho al shekel pochus pruta. And the Likeach, his pricing was not more than a pruta less than a shekel. Nidrahabe zuz nahabe. Dr. Rand. Okay, this is where the Rand starts talking what's different about this case and what creates the suffix over here. The Ikla Meimar, Kivin de Nochis Kule Haile de Yuko, Bedavko Nodru Veloy Lazaris. Dr. Rand over here, that from the fact that he used such specific numbers, that would get us to be mistopic that he doesn't mean over here Lazarus. What Chavos Ran means to say is that if you're just doing Lazarus, so you know, it's sufficient to use rounder numbers. Why are you being so specific? The fact of being specific, Taka would possibly have a mashmois that he's not merely doing it to get his opponent off the number. This is what he wants. He specifically wants this number. That's the first pshat in the Ran, right? That's the one who wants to know that. So therefore, the Mura Shaila is that you have the same svara even in such a case, even though it's Lidiyuka. He's picking specific numbers. Could we also answer such a thing by saying that it was done only Lizaris? Lishnachrin is Otteran. Omalei. Lishnachmino omale tfe misela shomam shlo yifris loy me chomesh dinrim. Zokter Ran, what this means over here is that the tfe in this context over here means we're working with dinrim, and omale tfe misela means five. That's what the Moicha wants. Vomle idach botzir min shekel, which means shleit ma'yaisa midiner. So according to this over here, we're still using round numbers, right? Mm-hmm. However, the say the shaila is as follows: mi amrinan kiven demeracha ki kulei hai bedafka nodar. That what the Gemara is saying over here is that you know, if the intention taka was to come to a middle, so again it wouldn't have been sufficient. It would not have been necessary to go so far away. Right? You know, just if you want to come to a three, right? Then it would be sufficient just to talk a four, right? Right. So again, so that's the mokum, his topic that the numbers that he's using in his nether don't lend the same way to a simple zeros. And that's what the Gemara's mistapik, that would this also have the number of zeros. Zokta Gemara, let's see, Gemara brings a rai, Zokta Gemara as follows. Oma le tenina, it's the Chamishna, we learned, Mishna, ho misar b'chavei shir chalef, the Gemara, kainim beisra shani nichnes, tipa sain shani toim, mut l'konis the beisra, v'lishtais, heimenu tsoinon. A person is pestering his friend to come and eat by him. He wants to invite another person. Does not so interested. And in order to stop him from pestering him, the person who's being invited, in order to stop the host from, so he makes a nether, and his nether is kaim beischa shani nichnis. He answers his bias from entering. Okay, you know, this has to do, you know, with we saw. Now the Ran over here again. How does this play out over here? Even though he's asking me, is there such thing as asking a knisa, right? You know, which is not necessarily, you know, I know. So the Ran talked about that previously. Akoponim, but he makes a nether, and the nether that he makes is that I'm asking your house that I can't even enter, or else he's asking a tip of Spanish in the time. You know, even a drop of a drink, I'm answering on myself in this house. So the halacha is mutli kones the base of lishis and menut soinon shloin the scavin ze elo lushom achilo ushsiya. Zok the mishnah that it's mutli, right? It's mutli kones the base of because shloin the scavin ze elo lushom achilo ushsiya. That his real intention was just, you know, the meal itself, right? That's what the person, right? But so, but he just said this in order to, you know, that he shouldn't have to, that he should stop by offering the meal. But that's really all he wanted to answer on himself, not what he said. So, this is Mer's bringing as a right to what we're saying. That means that the tipas tsoinon that he was noider on is comparable to our shiloh over here. We'll make the cheshbon. The Ram makes the cheshbon. I just phrase the words of the Gemara. El mishtoi inish hochi, hochinam mishtoi inish hochi. Zok the Gemara that l'chara we have a raya that even in such a situation, this is also a way how people will say it only the zruze. Now the Ran makes the cheshbon for us what this is, and the tutzdodim of what it is. Zok the Ran. Let's see the bottom Ran. Shlom iskem zel l'shul machil ushia. Al ma'afkav de noches l'diyuko. He's talking. He's asking something specific. V'shen israchek harbe. So this has both aspects. The Ran says l'diyuko mishrach harbe m'masha hoyer roitza chaver sheyoychel, and he's going, you know, to a very far extreme. Shari also asks me a filo drisas haregel v'shtias tsoinen. Right, that's what he asked it over. A filo chamin the lav v'daf kanoda. That's what you see over there. Is oibazoy hochinami afagav the omar chad fe mincela v'idoch bot mincela zuzen hu v'lav davka. Yeah, it's up to Ran, so therefore it should follow, therefore, in our case, that you say Zvizin on even on such a thing, right? Being poshid or shayla lahokol, that the din of Zuzin does apply even to these cases. Zok de Gemara, midomi, kapitzoinen tzadikim oim ma'at v'isin harbe. The Gemara speaks specifically Tzoinen. We'll have to explain that also to the Issa Knis Labayis. But Zok the Mishnah that what the Gemara is saying like this, that would be Ma'at Chedarai. And therefore we're saying, no, maybe really that in our context, in our Shiloh, the fact that he's Nichas L'Diyuka or he's Merachik Tuva already tells us that this is not his reason. He really means it. But what's the trap in this Mishnah? Zok the Gemara, just specifically over here, we would be able to talk Zeruzin even in such a case. But why? Because there's the concept of Tzadik Im'at V'Isin Harbe. Zok the Ran, what does that mean? How are we using this idea? Zok the Ran, Midami Gabit Sain Tzadik Im'at V'Isin Harbe Hilkoch. Since there is such a practice, that when someone wants to give someone, he'll offer only a little bit, but his intention really is to give that much more. Hilkoch mistifi hai. So therefore, that the invitee over here is concerned. He's afraid. The imoydele betipas tsoinon, that if he doesn't make the nether on this, and he only asks the actual meal itself. So he's showing an agreement on less than that shloyach lenu harbe. Now he's afraid that the person will invite him in for something less. You know, assure him that, you know, this is all I want to give you, and he'll end up having the entire meal. So what the Ran is saying over here, the Harding Murray over here is that in this case, Taka, in order to prevent the meal, this is what he needs to say, right? Because this this is taka not necessarily a richuk, and this is not just a medai kulei hai. This is something which relates directly to what he wants to aser, and therefore it will be considered a zeruzin also over here. It's necessary, even if you're doing it lizaris, it's necessary to go to the extreme because there is such a practice that a little bit becomes a lot. However, in our case, that's not applicable. So therefore, the shayla is still b'mkoyim yoyimid, and zot gemara tiboy remains a shayla. Interesting for a moment. What do you say? Ha'or wasn't what was nisoyer over here. That Mishnah seems to be using this idea of zeruzin, right? Okay. That's what that mission is, right? The Gemara is bringing this as a right to our shayla. So, according to the original understanding of our Mishnah, right, this Shem Yehudin Nesiyah, that Zeruzim Mitzaratzmoy, that's not reason to be matir, right, this concept. It's only because of Reb Tarfon. So how would they learn that Mishnah there, right? That Mishnah, there doesn't seem to be any condition over there, right? He seems to be making a definite nether. He's asking Jesus regularly. He's asking Tipas Tzainan, finished, right? So, according to their understanding, that our mission was only because there was a condition. But if you have a zeruzin, which is not conditional, so according to their understanding, that really it should be chal. Right. So that would be a bissel ha'ora over here. Right. This mission, is there a different way of understanding this mishnah? Right. Doesn't the Gemara seems to be accepting that this mission is a zeruzindik concept? The Gemara just questions whether it's a raya to the specifics that the Gemara over here was clarifying. It's not a raya. Right? So this is more like a more standard zeruzin. But upon zeruzin it is, and there's doesn't seem like there's a condition over here. All right. Okay. So we'll leave you with that ha'or. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we'll have to hold over here. This next sugya Taka wanted to speak about is also that there's some dakas over here in the Ran, in the dinim of charoto and pesach, levels of charoto, mm-hmm. right, that the Ran talks about. Right, I would have liked to discuss with you. Maybe we'll get a chance to discuss it next time. Next half is a lot of Agadah, so maybe we could have a chance to focus on this. All right? Okay.